Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 94 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make that theater happen. You can find all our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and other fine podcast streaming services. And if you have a spare 30 seconds, please rate and review the podcast on whichever platform you use to help us be more discoverable to listeners who haven't heard about us yet. And now for this week's podcast. We have an absolute treat for you this week. Our first ever podcast brought to you specifically for an NT Live broadcast. For those of you who haven't heard of NT Live, and I imagine that that's not many of you who are listening, but for those of you who haven't, NT Live is a service founded by the National Theatre in London to bring certain NT performances to a wider audience by broadcasting them live via satellite to cinemas around the world. Now, it's celebrating its 10th anniversary next year after first broadcasting the National's production of Phaedra way back in June 2009. And since then, NT Live has expanded its season of 5 broadcasts in 2009 to over 15 in 2017. And their seasons have included shows beyond their home on London South Bank to include productions from the Donmore Warehouse, the Young Vic, the Harold Pinter Theatre, and many many more. And today, we are bringing you some backstage chats with the cast of the National's Littleton Theatre's current production of Julie, starring The Crown's Vanessa Kirby and Eric Kofi Abrefa, recently seen on stage at the National in the Amen Corner. Now, Julie is a modern retelling of August Strindberg's 19th century Swedish classic, Miss Julie. And this production of Julie strips away the story to its bare bones, hauls it into the 21st century, and exposes the characters of London socialite and spoiled daughter Julie, played by Vanessa Kirby, and chauffeur come minder Jean, or Jean, played by Eric Kofi Abrefa. Now, it has overtones of mental health issues, privilege, and alcohol and drug abuse that run alongside undertones of the widening class divide and the issue of unconscious bias. And this production is truly eye-opening, shocking, doesn't pull any punches. I mean, I gasped the night I saw it. There were audible gasps around me at what was happening on stage. And it really did make me think that this production, in many ways, is perfect for the big screen. You know, there are subtle nuances in the performances and the entire production, for that matter, which makes it ideal for a film and a big screen, bringing you right into what the characters are experiencing on a fantastic set with lots of movement, big brash music. With the runtime around the 70-minute mark as well, it's, you know, it's basically right on the money for a trip to the cinema for some hard-hitting drama and some laughs. Now, while I was on holiday, Theo Bosanquet went backstage to talk to the company of Julie about how special it is to be bringing this updated classic to a wider audience with NT Live's 6th broadcast of 2018. Have a listen.
I did one with Yerma
before, which was just, it was so great to get a text, even like a month later, from a friend that lives in Amsterdam or a friend that lives in Berlin or something, to just be like, I've just seen your play. And I think that's the most special thing. It's just reaching as many people as possible, because that's what storytelling's all about, really, isn't it? But really looking forward to it, and I think it will actually serve itself really well on screen, because it is something that's very subtle, this play, in terms of how we have that proximity between each other, or how we look at each other, and I think that will be captured so well.
Firstly, Vanessa, can you just sort of, I guess, introduce this version of Miss Julie for the uninitiated? What can, maybe people who know the play or have a notion of the original, what can they sort of expect, I guess?
So we've taken the original play and we've sort of transported it to modern day London. And that was a sort of interesting but quite difficult process, because the original is very much sort of master-servant dynamic, really, about this sort of aristocratic lady of the manor and, you know, her father's sort of servant, alpha male, sort of... In a way, I feel like they're sort of quite archetypal and sort of very locked in that time. So we wanted to sort of look at the issues that... more subtle, I think, in a way, but just as insidious, really, in terms of class, race, gender, and also the sort of modern condition that that we explore in Julie as a character, of somebody who has it all in a sort of consumerist society where, you know, possessions and things and money are, you know, the thing that sort of everybody's moving towards or seeking, in a sense, or at least sort of... encouraged to seek, and the sort of existential desolation that comes with, often without finding meaning in a world where you have everything you could want and more.
How exciting is it to have the opportunity to share this production with a wider audience via NT Live?
Do you know what, I'm most excited about that, and I think we all are, because I actually really feel, I think we all feel like this play particularly is suited to screen and intimacy, in a way. I think the Littleton is a really big space, and when it's a two-hander, we're really excited for the cameras to sort of come in and to capture the real subtleties between their relationship that I think maybe from the back row of the Littleton you don't quite get. At least I don't when I'm watching plays from there, because you can't necessarily see all the sort of facial expressions and stuff. So I'm really excited about NT Live, because I really think that you'll see this sort of destructive relationship, and this, yeah, the sort of, I suppose, the more of the inner, you know, more of the psychological sort of turmoil that she's navigating.
Thank you very much.
Thank you too.
How important is that will enable this production to get to that wider audience, and reach that wider, not just in this country but around the world as well?
Well, for a start, it's just being on the Littleton stage and having an RP voice and just speaking in my own voice and giving young people the chance to believe that I can be on the stage and be me, you know, rather than if I probably had an accent, it's like, okay, I guess when we have to be on stage we have to totally be somebody else. Obviously it's what we do, acting, but like at the same time it's like representation. And that's really, really, really important. Hopefully, you know, people can look at myself and be like, "Ah, oh, if he can do it, I can do it." Oh, you know what I mean? And that's it. That's it. That's all I want. Literally, especially in theatre.
Just finally, Dak, how are you feeling about the NT Live broadcast?
Very excited about it, and I think it's a great platform for, you know, I've got so many people that, you know, dotted all over the world and the country in itself. So it's nice to have this platform where they have a chance to see it in theatres or cinemas even. And it being live is just incredible.
Do you think the production will come across particularly well on screen?
I don't see why not.
It seems quite cinematic to me.
Yeah. I don't see why not, you know, especially with the detail that's gone into it as well, from the amazing, you know, props and stage design and costume design and everything. I think it's actually great for camera. Yeah. It will be highlighted pretty well.
I'm just looking at your face, which is adorned with these very sort of sparkly, you know, jewels, the kind that my daughter likes to play with, sticking her. In her pictures, it's cool. I mean, it's an amazingly kind of dynamic production, and visually, there's just so much to look at all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, I know exactly. I remember back in the creative process when we started playing with costumes and you know, seeing what the set actually was coming to life. I just remember being like, "Whoa, oh my goodness!" Like, imagine. I actually said this in my head. Imagine if this ever made it on camera. Like, this would be so cinematic, like, yeah.
And great. Then it will be.
Yeah, it was exactly. So that's even more reason why I'm excited for NT Live.
I think it's amazing. I'm super excited. When I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, yeah, this is great. Yeah. And I think it's the perfect the perfect play for it, because it is so intimate, and you will still get the sense of the party, hopefully, with our wildness from the beginning. But I think then it really goes straight to what's really important, which is the connection between the two of them and how it evolves.
And it's showed in so many cinemas. It's quite amazing. Like, sometimes I see it coming up advertised for somewhere, and I think, wow, there as well. And I was in another production here where, like, I had family in Stockholm watching it live at the cinema there and sending me a picture from the, like, the auditorium going, oh, we're here, we're watching it. And then, like, slightly delayed, my brother in New York was watching it. And it reaches people that don't really, can't necessarily travel down. It's a different question of access, I think.
What would you say about the sort of importance of that initiative, and how sort of excited are you really to share this production with a wider audience?
I think NT Live is, for theatre globally and across the UK, literally one of the most important things ever. It is not everybody that can come to a theatre or feels they can come to a theatre, but most people feel they can go to a cinema, and to see great actors playing great parts with great writing and great direction, and then filmed by this extraordinary bunch of people as well, is just such a gift. And like, I was at the beach last week in Whitstable, and I saw Julie on the side of the kind of local small theatre there, and I just thought, that is so amazing, because this entire, you know, bunch of people that may well not have made it to London or whatever will be able to see this the show. And like, it's called a national theatre for a reason, and it has to spread to the rest of the country. And if it can't be touring every play it does, well, not every play, but like lots of them, then it has to be doing something like these cinema screenings. I think it's amazing.
Yeah. A couple of the other company members who come from overseas were saying it's nice for them as well, because their families get to see it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's something I'd never quite considered for some reason, and then hearing that's quite moving, because you realise actually this really does connect people to
totally.
This production.
Yeah, and especially, yeah, plays like this that also have like really important themes that people need to know across the whole world. It's great. It goes all the, like, you know, across North America and everything, and that's brilliant. It's a play about class and race, and it's so important to have these stories told, and on a massive scale. Otherwise, you know, it's only a small bunch of people that get to see it for the few weeks that it's on in central London, and that's great in one way, but it needs to go further than that. And so, yeah, I think it's incredible.
In listening order, you just heard Talisa Texeira, Vanessa Kirby, Eric Kofi Abrefa, Dak Mashava, Petra Sewer, Anya Beatrice Morelles, and Francesca Knight, members of the company The National Theatre's production of Julie, which will have its NT Live screening this Thursday, the 6th of September, in cinemas across the globe. And I apologize if I just murdered any of those names you heard. Now, before we wrap up, if you are a theatre professional, head on over to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free profile page. All you have to do is create an account with an email address and make up a cool password, and off you go. Follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, them all at Curtain Call. at Curtain Call. That's right, all lowercase, all one word. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast, just get in touch with me via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me at john@curtaincallonline.com. That's John with an H. It just leaves me to say a huge, big old thank you to the entire company of the National Theater's Julie. And all of us at Curtain Call wish them the best for their NT Live broadcast from the Littleton Theater this Thursday, the 6th of September. Now, to get tickets, you just need to go to ntlive.nationaltheater.org.uk or check your local cinema listings. I will put that link to the NT Live website in the show notes, as well as a link to our own Julie Curtain Call page. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.